Welcome to day 101. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. We learned yesterday that when it comes to a small garden patch, just 6 by 6 tefachim, you're allowed to plant 5 different types of produce in that small patch. Our Mishnah is going to qualify and actually limit that ruling. Says Mishnah Beis, Kol min zra'im ein zorim ba'aruga. Anything that is in the category of zra'im, we'll explain what that is in a moment, you would not be allowed to plant the 5 different types of produce in that small little patch. But, v'chol min yirakos zorim ba'aruga. But anything called yirakos, in the category of yirakos, you would be allowed to plant those 5 different sorts of species in that patch. What's the difference? Zra'im is something that is generally planted in much larger quantities over larger areas. Like, you'd plant them in fields. So if you take something that's generally planted in a field, and then you make it so small, you plant a tiny little bit in a patch, it looks like you planted it together with other sorts of grain, other sorts of produce. It looks like it's kilaim. But if you have yirakos that are generally planted in much smaller areas, they're generally planted in small patches, then someone looks at it and says, oh yeah, that's normal. You have one species, then a tefach and a half of space, then another species, then that's normal. There's no question that you violated kilayim. But again, when you have this larger amount that's never planted in small patches, and now it is, someone would assume that perhaps you mixed it together with other things, and it does violate kilayim. And now we'll have examples of the difference of some zraim and some yirakos. Chardel va'afunim hashufin min zraim. Something like mustard or these smooth types of beans that would generally be planted in much larger quantities in fields, then min zraim. That is called zraim. You would not be allowed to plant things like that, or at least 5 different types of things like that in a small patch. Whereas afunim hagamlanim, when you have this larger type of bean that would be planted in smaller and smaller quantities in patches, that is a min yarak. That would be considered the larger category of yirakos. They're generally planted like that, and therefore you'd be allowed to plant 5 different species like that. These are just examples in that small little patch. Okay, we also learned yesterday that when you have this 6 by 6 patch that is surrounded by a raised border, a border that's of tefach high, you're allowed to plant either 13 or 18 different types of produce, depending on the opinion. Says our Mishnah, Gvul Shaya Gova Tefach Benismat. Imagine you had this. You planted, we said, how do you get to 13 or 18? You plant, let's say, 3 different types of produce on each border of, on each side of the, on this Gvul, on each side of the raised barrier. So now you did that, but now Nismat, it became smaller, it was reduced, it's no longer a Tefach High. Perhaps water came by, and whatever it is, now it's no longer a Tefach High. So says the Mishnah, Kasher. It is still okay. You don't have to uproot those different types of produce. Shaya kasher mitchilaso. Because when you did it originally, it was kosher. When you first planted them, you did it in a totally permitted way, so the halacha does not require you now to uproot it. Continues the Mishnah. Hatelen va'amal samayim. If you have this furrow or this irrigation line that ran through the field and now it's dried up, and now you have this almost like this little river that ran through the field that's no longer dry. It's a tefach deep. It's a small little almost dried up river running through your field that is one tefach deep. Shehem amukim tefach. They're one tefach deep. Says the Mishnah, zorim lesochan shloshe zeronim. You actually have to plant 3 different types of produce around there. Echad mikan, one on each side, one on each lip, right, on the regular height of the ground, one next to it on one side and one next to it on the other side. Vechad b'emsa, and then one actually in that tefach wide furrow, the irrigation system, right? You're allowed to plant those 3. What's going on here? So the Mishnah assumes, the Bar Tanur explains that the Mishnah assumes that of course you're planting it with a tefach and a half between each sort of species. Okay, well then you're always allowed to plant 3 different types within a tefach and a half. So why is it a chiddush? What's the Mishnah teaching? So the Mishnah seems to be teaching that if you were looking, imagine a bird's eye view, and you were looking down on this, and you'd see one sort of type of produce, and then another sort of produce, and then in the middle, a third type of produce, you can't see that tefach and a half. The tefach and a half is really made up on the walls, right? The depth also contributes to that tefach and a half distance. So it would look like perhaps they were planted right next to each other. Says the Mishnah, you don't have to worry about that. You are still allowed to plant a 3 in that sort of a formation, just like you'd think you'd be able to. Okay, that is Mishnah Beis. Says Mishnah Gimel, Haya Rosh Tor Yarach Nichnas Lesoch Sadeh Yarach Acher. We saw this case already. Imagine you have not a square, but a square on its side, almost like a diamond shape, and the corner of that diamond-shaped field rubs right up against the side of a square field, and each field has a different sort of produce. Says the Mishnah, Mutter. That is allowed. Neshu Nira Kesof Sadeh, because the corner looks like the end of the field. There's no question that you planted 2 different ones together, because even though they're touching, even though the corner touches up to the side of the next one, it looks like totally separate fields. We already learned this halacha. We learned it back in Perek Beis. So why is this Mishnah repeating it? Back in Perek Beis, he was talking about a grain. Here it's talking about vegetation. Vegetation tends to have longer leaves, larger leaves, and it might look like if you have a corner that's intersecting or rubbing up against the side of another field of vegetation, it might look like you actually did plant them together because they start to get intermingled. It's messier than just grain. Says the Mishnah, no, don't worry about it. A Rosh Tor, in that case, that corner still differentiates it as a separate field and you don't have anything to worry about. If your field was planted with vegetables, some sort of vegetation, now you want to plant in the middle of the field another sort of vegetable that you would not normally be allowed to plant together. So what do? We know that generally, between different types of vegetables, you need 6 tefachim. We learned that earlier. The only leniency of 1.5 tefachim is on the very, very small patch with things that are normally planted in that very, very small way. But in a general field, you have to have 6 tefachim distance between different types of vegetables. We learned that earlier in the Masechta. So what do? You have this field, you want to plant a different, a shura shayar, you want to plant a row of another type of field. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, what you can do is that you can plant that row, and again, of course, you're going to leave 6 tefachim between the row of vegetables and the other produce in the field, but Rabbi Shmuel says that row needs to span the entire width or length of the field, meaning it almost has to divide the field in half, right? The end of that row needs to be the end of the field on the north side, let's say, and the end of the bottom of the row has to be the edge of the field on the south side. It needs to split the entire field. That clearly shows then that it was two different fields. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Orech Shisha Tfachim Verochav Milo'o. He says, actually, no, it does not have to span the entire way. All you need it to be is 6 Tfachim in length and actually 6 Tfachim in width as well. As long as it's 6 by 6, then it clearly looks like its own field as well. And of course, between that 6 by 6 patch, you'd have 6 Tfachim before the other produce starts. Just an important point, the Mefarshim point out, even though Rabbi Akiva does not agree that it needs to span the entire field, it would not be allowed to be just smack in the middle of the field. It wouldn't be able to be covered on all four sides with the other sort of produce, even if there are 6 tefachim in between. At least on one side, there needs to the one part of that 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim patch would need to be the edge of the field. So it's only surrounded by the other produce on three sides, with, of course, the 6 tefachim in between. Why? Because he would say that shows that it's clearly a field. Rabbi Shmuel says in order to show it's a separate field, you need it to go the entire width. You need to split the field. Rabbi Akiva says, no, as long as it's 6 by 6, that is enough to show that it's its own field. And now one final opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rochev Kimlo Rochev Aparsa. He agrees with Rabbi Akiva that it needs to be 6 tefachim in length, but he says the width needs to be just the amount that it would take to put your foot there. That is 1 tefach. So in total, you have 3 different views as to what would be considered its own field, what would look like its own field. Rabbi Shmuel says it would have to span the entire width or length of a field. Rabbi Akiva says, no, 6 by 6 tefachim is enough to make it look like its own field. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even 6 tefachim by 1 tefach is enough. That is Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue with Mishnah Dalet tomorrow.